Hi everyone, it's Kim, the Money Diva. I wanted to do a special recording for this episode to basically touch on some of the services that I can provide. So many of you are probably wondering, who is this diva? Basically, I am a personal financial coach that is able to empower you to become financially fit. That is my mission, that is my ultimate goal in life, so that you can improve your finances. Who am I? A little bit more about me. I'm a certified financial educator instructor, so I am able to speak on topics regarding finances such as debt, credit, money management, as well as other financial topics that fall under the financial literacy umbrella. I love to teach on these topics because through teaching, I'm able to help families improve their financial life and their financial well-being. I believe it is something that is also missing in schools and missing in many of the colleges, financial literacy. So I've taken that opportunity to get myself certified so that way I can better serve you. Being a financial educator, it has also allowed me to open up my own online courses that you can take. So if you go to my website, you can take a course online regarding anything finances. So that's just one of the services I provide. I am also the published author for The Financial Guide for Savvy Divas. It is a book that I published regarding my personal financial journey and experiences in the areas of poor credit, too much debt, and poor money management. And I am able to get myself out of that, as well as I'm able to show others how to do so. The book also covers different types of financial services and strategies that people implement or try to sell you on. And I talk about the pros and cons so that way you can make a better decision regarding your finances, because just because it works for one person doesn't mean that it's going to work for everyone. So it is a great opportunity to pick up my book and learn what some of those touch points are so that way you can decide what's best for you. Along with who I am, I've been in the banking industry for over 10 plus years now. I have worked myself up from a teller all the way up to branch manager. And in each level, I'm able to see how finances impact people, the regular consumers. So I'm able to take my personal experiences in this industry, as well as my own personal experiences with finances, and apply them in a coaching environment where I'm able to coach you to making the right decisions best for you. So my services now fall under three umbrellas for personal financial coaching. I do offer one-on-one, meaning this is a single individual that has either just come out of college or just acquired an inheritance or wants to establish something for retirement, or, you know, someone looking to learn about budgeting. I'm able to coach through and identify areas of concerns that you may not be familiar with or not sure that it is an area of concern. However, through our coaching sessions, I'm able to help you apply that and move through it. I also offer premarital financial coaching. So before you get married, you know, you have your prenup. If you decide to go that route, a premarital financial counselor gets two parties down, sit down together and to discuss areas that are important to one another. So that way we have a plan laid out that through the course of this marriage, this is how we're going to handle our finances. Of course, things change throughout that process. But in the beginning, we want to make sure that we're on the same page. We want to lay all the cards out. Who has debt, who has a spending problem, who has poor credit, who has money management issues. And we lay it out, we put a plan together so that both parties are able to see, identify, and come up with a plan in order to move forward. So I coach you through that as well. Finally, under the coaching umbrella, I do offer marital coaching. So this is typically for someone that is already, you know, married and gone through some financial issues. With the marital coaching, this is going to help identify issues that you have in your finances during your marriage or within your marriage, and we uncover those areas and come up with plans together, all three of us, to move forward to improve that issue in your financial affairs within your marriage. It's a great thing to sit down and to be able to share and identify your issues in this setting, because as we know, one of the number one things why couples break up or to fall into the category of divorce is when it comes down to their finances. So the marital financial coaching, it's intense because at this point, both couples either started together with the same path, however, things change within that course of the marriage where it either one spouse has to now pick up more of the burden of the expenses. We're down to maybe one single income, a new child has come into play. Many of those issues of concerns open up and we're able to coach through it and get you through. Other services that I offer my clients is our debt management. So basically what this is these are strategies that we sit down, we focus only on attacking the debt. We come up with strategies to be able to pay off these debts within a timely fashion. The quicker the better for you, and to be able to get you on a budget plan so that way you don't accumulate and rack up any further debt. The credit restoration, no, I don't go in and do magic. However, with the credit, we go through the process to go ahead and be able to restore your credit. We will dispute what we can dispute. We will write letters and we will come up with different game plans in order to improve your credit. Under the credit restoration, we do offer credit building. So we'll give you some advice as to what areas you should look at when it comes to building your credit, what tools, what resources are available to you. And we'll also go through a financial workshop in where we'll teach you budgeting plans so that way that you don't fall into debt, especially if you're building your credit. And we know to build credit, you have to use those credit cards or you have to rack up some debt. But we want to make sure that it's contained to a point that it doesn't get too much of a burden for you. Through the legacy building services, this is where we've partnered with licensed officials that are able to write wills, write trust. I am also able to help you plan towards your retirement, whether it's invest in, or whether it's, making sure that you're vested in your 401k plan, explain any terminologies to you, but we create a roadmap and a plan so that way you are on target or on track to retire, to be able to transfer your wealth to your children or your spouse or someone behind. So that's the legacy building. This is something that everyone should take an opportunity to take a look at. It doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or not, but legacy building is very important. If you're not even on target, we'll show you how to get yourself on target. And of course, I do offer insurance planning. I started out as an insurance agent years ago. And through insurance, the insurances that we offer is life insurance if you need to get life insurance, disability insurance, short and long term, supplemental insurance. Those are things that you need to be able to help supplement your income should something happen. So insurances are things that we offer. So it's not car insurance or anything like that, but we do offer insurance that is for the individual. Tax services, not a tax attorney. However, we do tax preparation. I'm able to, file your 1040A easy or your regular 1040 for you, and help prepare your taxes. However, it's not legal advice as to how you should file. However, I have partners that are able to help you make that determination. Notary and speaking engagements. Those are other avenues our services that I also offer. For speaking engagements, I can do small settings, I can do medium settings, and I can do large settings. You definitely want to reach out to me for that in order to get that started. So that's a little bit about who I am. Those are a little bit of the services that I provide. as well as if you go to my website, which is www.kimthemoneydiva.com, you will see that I also have an interactive group, which is on Facebook, and you're able to join that group at no cost. And you basically can connect with like-minded individuals who are on the same path to financial freedom. And you can join and you can ask questions. You can connect with other members in that community. And you'll get to see tidbits that I share, financial tidbits, information, what's new, what's hot, what's out there. As well as you can follow me on Instagram. I also do just snippets of financial tips and things that you need to take a look at in order to make good financial decisions for you. As well as, don't forget, you can go on to my website and you can take a financial course. Right now, one of the courses I have available is the Credit One-on-One. It's a very basic course just to kind of get you started in understanding what is credit, how to build it, and what happens when you build it and you damage it. So that's a course that you can definitely take. I also link back to my podcast. I created a Twitter page recently, so I will be tweeting, encouraging words as well as financial tips that are hot and in the news right now and what's relevant. I also listed my Flickr account so that way, as I post pictures with events or seminars that I do, you can see all of that interaction online. My YouTube channel, which I will be posting a video shortly, so don't worry, it is coming, as well as a link back to Amazon to purchase my book, The Financial Guide for Savvy Diva. You can also purchase my book directly from me here, as well as through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And most importantly, if you have a question regarding any of the services I offer, please be sure to book a free consultation with me so that way I can plug you in on my calendar, because I definitely do things by calendar. I don't like to plan things off my calendar. Planning it on the calendar makes me know that you're committed and it's a sure thing that we're doing. You could find out more about my Money Divas membership, which is an accountability group that I've created. And right now we are going to be going into the first session. So there is a wait list. So I would love for you to add yourself to that wait list. So that way when the next open window opens up for this Divas program, you're able to take advantage of that. Finally, I have some resources online. I have some tools that you can use to help improve your financial life. I have the financial needs assessment. I have loan calculators, mortgage calculators, budget tools, retirement planning tools, as well as other resources that you can use to help improve your financial life. And I have my blog where I have different topics that I will discuss. So once again, that's who I am. Those are some of the services I've also offered. And I look forward to hearing from you guys, getting your feedback. And, I want to thank you for listening in. Please make sure you subscribe and you leave a feedback regarding this episode or the entire page. And also be sure to follow me on YouTube and also subscribe as well. So again, if you want to contact me, you can definitely reach out to me at kimthemoneydiva@gmail.com, or you can go on my website at www.kimthemoneydiva.com. Thanks. Hey everyone, it's your girl Kim the Money Diva. Thank you for joining me for season 2 of the Let's Talk About Money podcast. If you haven't done so already, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. It is such an honor to be able to bring you financial tips, tools, and resources that will empower you to become financially fit. Tonight's episode features Sherrianne Danner, wealth manager and author of Her Name is Victory. Sherrianne is filled with so much information, resources that will unleash the purpose that God has planted in you, as well as she shares her journey from migrating from the beautiful sunny island of Jamaica to the United States. I'm going to read a little bit of Sherrianne's background so that way you get to know who she is, and watch out, you're in for a treat for tonight's podcast. Sherri-Ann was born and raised on the beautiful island of Jamaica and has lived in South Florida since the age of 11. She comes from a large blended family with a total of 5 sisters and 1 brother. She is a graduate of Florida International University's accounting program. She has gone on to acquire her MBA and has attained a successful career in the wealth management banking field. Sherri-Ann has grown into the outstanding woman who centers her life on serving God and serving others. Her family is delighted to see her walking in her God-directed calling and are ecstatic to witness what God does next in her life. Her best friends describe her as fun, loving, down-to-earth, and thoughtful. She is a faithful young woman who governs her life around her life verse, which is Philippians 3:13-14. She believes that her best life is ahead of her and is determined to allow God to use her to liberate the heart and minds of women all around the world. Guys, if you haven't done so already, please be sure to pick up a copy of Her Name is Victory. Tonight's podcast contact information will also be featured on the website, which is www.kimthemoneydiva.com/blog. You can get all of tonight's show notes, contact information, once again for Sherri-Ann. I hope you enjoy this podcast as much as I did. Stay tuned.